listening to Level 5 Radio, a New York City Pokemon Go podcast.
We're back.
Finally.
Hey, everybody. It's Joey.
And Adele.
We took a little hiatus.
Someone forgot to inform me.
I mean, we had things going on.
Yeah, kind of, sort of, not really.
You didn't have a phone for a few days, right?
I didn't have a phone for, like, Community Day.
That's bad. But you caught a shiny.
Okay, let me rephrase that. I didn't have it for, like, from midnight till 2 a.m. And then I figured out, wait, I could just switch over to my Nexus.
Oh, okay.
So I used that, and it was...
Good enough to catch some shiny Mareep?
All but one.
Okay.
Just one.
Okay.
Just one. That's all I want. I don't care about Mareep or Ampharos or Dragon Pulse.
No? I don't know. I care about it so much. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
I guess we might as well jump right into Community Day.
Yeah.
Because it's one thing that we've been up to. I went out with, actually, Casey. I ended up going to Central Park because...
Yeah.
Well, it was a special Community Day here in New York.
Yes.
Because Trainer Tips, Nick, and Mystic Seven were both in the city.
Wow.
And I got nowhere near them, pretty much, because there was a
mob. You gotta force your way. That's how I did it.
Yeah. Really? Was there a mob when you went to the Nintendo store?
Okay, let me rephrase that. I positioned myself in a way that no matter where he came from, I would be there.
Oh, I see. So you were there beforehand.
Yeah
me? No, not so much. I wasn't there beforehand. But, I mean, I was there early, but not early enough to, like, get anywhere near... him, because there was a line to, like, meet him and take photos with him,
I guess.
And then there's a mob, and then Community Day started, so I'm like, all right, I'm not gonna sit here and
I could just imagine the swarm moving around Central Park with him.
I did get a photo of him talking to other people, though.
Wow, that's creepy.
I'll post it up on our Twitter account in case you're curious.
That's mighty creepy, but actually
I'm a little disappointed he spent only, like, one day in the city. I don't know what the deal is with that.
He had other places in Europe to go.
Well, yeah, Africa, technically.
Yeah, well, poor man.
Yeah, so I guess what else I've been up to? I caught a shiny Magikarp before you.
I'm not surprised. I have no luck with Magikarp, even though they are hugely increased.
Yeah. I mean, that's the only reason I think I've caught one is because they're everywhere now. I feel like that is a shiny that has slightly higher numbers than the typical.
I could see shinies. That.
Slightly higher, not much, not high enough to be like a Community Day, but you know. I was sitting, I think I just got home from like work or something the other day, and an egg starts hatching, and I'm like, I think to myself, I'm like, eggs are going to be so boring moving forward because,
yeah,
like there's really nothing like. I actually, the other day, I finally evolved my last couple of Gen 3 Pokemon, so I'm done with that now.
Oh, congrats.
Thank you. And I was like, there's only one or two things this could be that would actually be exciting now. A shiny variant of one of the egg Pokemon.
Yeah, it's either a shiny or like a Bagon.
Right. And that's exactly what it was. It was a shiny variant of Togepi.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You sent that picture. You were like, hey, we did it.
So I got the most exciting, coolest shiny ever. Because the blue and the red spots on the egg are totally reversed.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right, kids.
That's
And the hue of the egg is slightly more yellow or something like that.
Is it any good?
I don't remember what the IVs were.
Oh.
But who cares? I mean, it's shiny.
Evolve it.
Yeah, I know. It'll be fun. I could evolve it up to, what is it? Togekiss in Gen 4. Uh-huh. So.
Coming soon.
Something. That's something. Coming soon, according to some guy on a flight.
Who held John Hankey hostage.
Yeah. But what else? Yeah, so I mean, I obviously got caught, like, I didn't stay for the entire Community Day because I had a friend in town. So I just caught two shiny Ampharos. Sorry. Shiny Mareep, and evolved one of them up to Ampharos.
Okay.
I really had a low shiny rate this time because I caught a lot of Mareep. Casey, in the same amount of time, caught like three or four of them.
Oh, wow.
But I did get lucky and catch one that was above 80% IVs.
Okay.
So that's the one I evolved up. But the unfortunate thing is that apparently Siri thinks I'm talking to her.
That's unfortunate.
The unfortunate thing is that it was very low level, so I had to blow a bunch of Stardust to get it at a decent level.
Ugh.
And that's my story. What's your story?
My story is I was brushing my teeth Saturday night, Sunday morning. My phone decided to fall onto my foot. And apparently, I learned something about Google phones. The LCD digitizer and everything is all built into the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And the screen isn't particularly strong. So if the screen goes, you don't have a phone.
Right.
Good. Good design. Thank you, Google. So I popped it into my Nexus. I stayed in Brooklyn because Kate didn't want to go out too far. So I was like, okay, we're going to walk around the Lincoln Terrace Park, which is near me. I caught like at least 90 Mareep.
Wow.
And only one shiny.
Only one.
Wow. Yeah, I was very disappointed.
I didn't count how many, but I caught probably in the same range and I got two.
I know
which
that.
Is a low, which is low because,
yeah.
You know, if it's one in 20 or so,
right.
You're not doing too great.
It felt really bad. Well, I only know how many I had because it was like I had to transfer them later. Goodbye. So many bad ones.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's been a slow time. Like community day, I got that shiny and I was like, I'm done. I don't really want to be out in this rain anymore because it was raining that day. It was kind of crappy.
Yeah, it was crappy. My friend was not happy to be walking around in that weather for so long.
Why would you do that to her? Why didn't, I thought you were going to go to Botanical.
I thought so too, but I changed my mind because of trainer tips.
Because of some guy you took a picture of from a distance.
Yeah, it was worth it, dude. I got a photo of trainer tips from like 20 feet away.
I saw he's hid.
I kind of expected it to be that crowded, but I kind of hoped that I would actually get to meet him too. But it was kind of difficult because I don't know, KC was there. My friend was there.
Should have used KC as a battering ram.
Honestly, we came close to that's his natural state. So
yeah,
we kind of almost did that anyway.
You should have. It would have been great. But yeah, other than that, it's been a really slow 2 weeks because you had that wedding on Sunday. So yeah, we didn't meet up then. That's why we didn't have an episode for the week. I've just been walking a little bit, hatching whatever I get across. It's
weather
been really
slowly
slow.
Slowly getting nicer here, so it's been a little bit more conducive to walking around, but nothing in-game is really
exciting.
Giving me the incentive to walk around so much.
It feels really bad that we actually hit one of the point hard this time.
I mean, really, so okay, we could talk about Mew, right? So the quest system.
Oh yeah, I just caught it in his kitchen.
Yes, he just finished his Gen 1 Pokédex.
I held off on it. Because that's one thing I did do over the last 2 weeks. When that all happened, I got my Mew stuff like the day after you.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I have a free day with work. I'm going to take the Staten Island Ferry across and try to get some good pictures in front of the bridge.
And I warned you. So let's get this out of the way. So when you're catching Mew, it's a weird, different encounter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, throw out all of your expectations if you haven't gotten one yet.
Yeah, okay, because spoilers.
Your Mew encounter is completely different. Like, it...
No berries.
I'm sure you've seen videos.
No balls.
You can't use berries. You can't use different types of balls, only Pokeballs.
Uh-huh.
You can't turn off AR mode.
It goes invisible after 3 seconds.
And you can't do AR Plus, if I remember correctly, either.
Ugh.
So you're stuck in the old AR mode. And for whatever reason, when Mew appears, it's always really low to the ground.
Yes.
So it's really difficult to get a good photo of it because it's flying around. I went to the Flatiron building because I'm like, oh, this is like a point of interest that, you know, has some significance in my gameplay because I, you know, that's where I do my EX rays and things like that. Yeah, it was impossible to get a shot of the building with Mew. It's really, really sad.
So
what I ended up doing was getting a photo of it hovering above a subway entrance because it was low.
Yeah, I remember getting, I was like, that's kind of almost sad because you can't do much. You got to get creative.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I tried to be creative originally before the ferry. I got up on top of a bunch of buildings, my jawbones, and I was like, at the top. I was on the roof, hanging on a ledge, just like, all right, let's see how good this is. Oh, he's on the street. Are you serious? It was so bad.
Yeah, yeah. So it's very difficult. If you got any good photos, let us know. I'm curious.
And then on top of that,
neither of us have gotten any. I got some decent ones too, but nothing too crazy.
But thanks to Niantic's very shady coding, the camera function in Pokemon Go is awful.
Yeah, there's that too.
Yeah, so like you get these pictures
super pixelated,
and you're like, oh, it's good, and then you look at it and you're like, holy moly, it's like I made it in Minecraft.
Yeah, yeah,
so bad.
So. Yeah, that's really unfortunate, too. I feel like that's something that should be really good, but nope.
But I got it in front of Statue of Liberty. across from World Trade Center and in front of the Brooklyn Bridge.
It's honestly the only reason to turn on AR mode anyway. It's like to take photos.
Yeah.
Not because it's makes the gameplay more exciting or fun.
It really, especially it when it points you in the right direction. It's like, oh, it's not here. It's over there, trainer. So it's been,
We got Mew, so that's cool, I guess.
Yeah.
But other than that, the quest system is pretty stale right now. Because I don't know. Do you spend time? It's like, since it came out, do you spend time doing quests?
Okay. For fun? So here's my shtick.
Yeah.
What I do is I'll get three in a row done. Yeah. And then that's 3 days I don't have to do quests.
That's pretty much what I do.
I turn them in each at a time, and I spin a new one. I'm like, I'll hold on to that one. And if I get it done in a day, I get it done in a day.
Right. So what I do is, if I know I'm going to be active, then I like will clear a few more of them out just so I could do something. Yeah. But really, for the most part, I just like leave three of them done and like once a day,
I get those done and just collect immediately.
Okay.
Because why not? That's the best resource.
Exactly, probably. Yeah.
Other than that, no. Yeah. The quest system kind of blew, especially since you can only have three at a time, too. If we could have maybe five?
Yeah, you think that'd help?
I thought about like five. Somewhere in that area, you might be a little more like, ooh, I can go through these and I want to go out and find new stops or do whatever.
Yeah. So, yeah, for me, it's...
Dude, even raids have been slow.
Yeah.
I haven't done really many
either. I have like two Latios, I think.
Same here. I did one yesterday. It was
I think I've done a total of four legendary raids since Latios came out. Maybe five tops.
Oof.
Yeah. Barely any.
You're not interested, huh?
Well, that's the thing. That not having the map makes it way more difficult because I have to open the game every time I want to even look. Mm-hmm. And I'm not even able to see as far as I can with the map. Nope. So
you have to
has really reduced the amount of, interest I have, I guess, in the raid system.
It's amazing. Like, just the loss of map has killed interest in this game completely.
Right. So, Nanda, keep that in mind.
Like, trackers aren't a bad thing.
And in case you were not sure if we're actually in New York, you could hear those sirens in the background.
Yeah, that's very important to note. I did a snow run one yesterday when walking around. Ooh.
A snow run. See, that's what I need to do is I need to, if I walk around and I don't do any EX raids, I need to do a lower level raid.
Yeah, just knock out a one or two.
I keep saying that, but...
Legendary
raids.
Yeah.
Exactly. I waste so many raid passes that I could be getting at least a little something for.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, it's inconvenient. Like, even when I don't know, I was out yesterday and I was like, do I want to stay in the city for another half an hour to do a legendary raid, or do I just go home? And I was like, I'm going home.
Like, I hate to say it, I'm not really super interested in Latios. And I guess when Latios comes out, another entry.
You'll be less interested, right?
Ooh, another entry for my Pokedex. Right. Go me. Like,
I mean, meta-wise, like, it's not that important, right? So
it's okay. It's not Rayquaza.
Right, exactly.
That being said, I did get a good Moltres, finally.
Oh, yeah, but it's level 15 from the quest system, right?
That's fine. 96%. I can't complain about that.
Yeah.
Like, my highest one before that was 77.
Yeah.
So this is... Thank you for the welfare, Moltres, Niantic. Finally a good one cashed in.
Speaking of the welfare. Breakthrough rewards. Speaking of welfare. Speaking of the breakthrough rewards, they announced the second one coming out.
Ah, yes.
I forget exactly which day it is, but Zapdos will be the second one.
Woo-hoo.
Very exciting. Why they're not doing them in order is beyond me. But
3, 2, 1.
That's reverse order, but okay.
They're counting down to something big.
Yeah, right. Sure they are.
Dogs.
So, I don't know. It's nice to have another way to get these legendaries, I guess. But
sometimes they're good.
For me, it's an extra 6 candy for each time I do it, I guess.
Yeah, that's true, because you can pineapple.
I don't care too much. Yeah, exactly. You could pineapple, use Ultra Balls, which is kind of nice.
Thank God.
And there's no, they don't flee, so
no,
you could try it as much as you want, which is very nice. So, but yeah, they're so low level, though. Honestly, beyond the candy, they're not going to be useful for me, because I'm not blowing so much Stardust. And
I've been doing that thing where I just go around and just go plus everything.
Yeah, same.
So it's like,
I've always been doing that.
Well, I've been hardcore, so I'll pop my three items, which I have a bit of a complaint about. Yeah. I pop my three items, Incense, Lucky Egg, Stardust, or Star Piece, and just go for it.
Yeah.
I hate that you cannot pop them all at the same time. So you always have at least 10 seconds between your first and your last item. Why can't I select all three, Niantic? It doesn't make a difference. You're not going to entice me to buy more by cutting my seconds off.
Yeah, but then they have to do work and design a whole UI for that. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Work. Maybe next time.
What else? So Zapdos is coming. Very exciting.
Yeah.
We got a new Community Day announcement for the next one.
Oh, yeah, finally.
It's the one that we actually care about.
Yeah.
Because Charmander, it's going to be the next one.
Charmander.
Yeah. So,
Blast Burn.
Saturday, May 19th, 2 to 5.
Okay.
Usual time. And we're going to get 3 times catch Stardust.
So good. That's great.
Reuse that reward.
That's like the best reward, I feel.
It's good, but here's the thing, is Charmander is such a low catch rate.
Mm.
It's going to be a pain to catch.
Yeah,
for me, it's a super pain. I don't know why it's so much more of a pain compared to Bulbasaur.
Really?
But I feel like it is.
You have a hard time with Charmander?
I'm going to put on my tinfoil cap for a moment.
All right, he's got it on.
All right, so my tinfoil theory of the week is you're... First Pokemon you catch when you start up the game.
Okay.
Gives you a better catch rate on that starter.
Oh, so that makes sense. I chose Charmander.
What?
I chose Charmander.
Mine is Bulbasaur.
There you go.
Anyways, I don't know if that's actually true, but...
But I run into Blastoise more often than anything
but
else.
I feel like Charmander is so much harder to catch than compared to Bulbasaur.
I don't know. But I'll stand by what I said a few weeks ago. It's going to have Blast Burn.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Definitely. That's going to be a nice move, especially if it's on par with Frenzy Plant.
Mm-hmm.
Way nice. 140, 2.
So we'll have a useful shiny. It'll be nice.
Yeah, man.
I plan on spending 3 full hours at Central Park, I think, on this one.
I'd like a nice black Charizard.
That'd be cool, right?
It's one of the best shinies.
Yeah, exactly. One of the coolest shinies, let's put it that way.
Yeah, yeah, compared to what? Purple Blastoise and
it's slightly... It's not purple or yellow.
Slightly yellow-greenish.
That's an improvement over everything else. What else? Yeah, so they haven't announced the move officially yet, but yeah, presumably.
We know.
Yeah.
We know, yeah. How about that Earth Day thing?
Yeah, so the Earth Day event is actually still going on. So I think it was 4,000 trainers signed up and showed up at Earth Day events to clean
up
garbage.
I have no idea how.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
We
didn't get any notification.
So the event that it triggered was 3 times Stardust on 3 types of Pokemon.
There's
water, grass, and ground.
Ground. Mm-hmm.
And they changed up the spawns as part of that, too. So they the event is, we're going to take every crappy spawn, mostly from Gen 1, and just re-release it during this event. And we're going to throw out all the other spawns, almost completely.
Almost. So, a little counter to that. I've run across a lot of Larvitars, which is kind of nice. Yeah.
I haven't seen any Larvitars.
I caught one on the way here in the lift.
Really? So the rare spawn that I've seen more often is Phoebus. I saw
a few of those too on the way here.
I've caught like 2 or 3 of them, I think, since this event started.
That being said, I've seen a ton of Magikarp. Woo.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's
Whalmer.
Whalmer, obviously.
Which is nice with the shiny out now.
Yes, they released a new shiny for Whalmer.
And
it's purple. Yet another purple shiny.
Remoraid. I have seen
so many Remoraids, so many Nidoran males, but not the female?
Yes. Yes.
Not the female, just the male.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wow, that's
else?
So toxic.
Diglets.
Diglets. A lot of Diglets.
Have been traditionally relatively rare
outside.
In New York. Yeah, no, they've been spawning in droves. Speaking of spawns, though, it's not really officially part of this event, I don't think, but they changed, I think they're using the latest OpenStreetMaps data.
Yep.
And there's new, as a result, new spawn points and new maps. Sorry, new new nests.
New nests.
Yeah, so I noticed a difference immediately near my apartment.
I've noticed some too.
Two or three spawn points that are brand new that are close to my apartment. I always assumed that I didn't have spawn points because I was in close proximity to a school, but apparently that's not the case.
That's good, though. Finally, like I said numerous times, your apartment's useful again.
Yes. So now if I'm like sick in bed, I could still get my bonus. It'll be great.
Fortunately for me, apparently like 4 spawn points opened up across the street that are all in proximity to me, as well as my apartment still. It's kind of like... Things are spawning in weird areas I've never seen. It's just like, okay, cool,
I'm happy about it, yeah.
I mean, they're garbage, but cool.
And
Remoraids.
What else? Yeah, there's really no this event is really uninspired in general, I think.
Yeah, like, did you notice? I think we covered it. New York wasn't included in the Earth Day thing, was it?
I think they had added a New York one later on. Hmm. When I first checked, there was not a New York-related event.
Okay.
But I think I heard a rumor that there was one added. I never did go look on the official website a second time, though.
Well, thank you, Trains, for cleaning up a little bit of trash. New York definitely needed its own event for this. But,
you know. It needs an event for the entire city.
Just like. City's crowded, covered in trash.
Yep. So, other interesting news that came up recently.
Uh-huh.
There was this trainer who kind of kidnapped, as we had mentioned earlier.
John Hinckley on a plane.
And he asked him about quite a lot of different stuff about the game. And take this with a grain of salt because, you know, it's not necessarily the most reliable source. There was a photo of the guy with Hinckley on the plane.
Well, basically, a friendly reminder to people, yes, John Hinckley does run the company as CEO. As people who work under CEOs, CEOs don't know jack about what we do.
Right.
They know what they want, and then we execute it. So John Hinckley doesn't know all the ins and outs. So
take this with two grains of salt.
Yes.
So first off, they said they're working on Gen 4, which, big surprise.
Yeah, woo. Know.
They're working on PvP, which has been said before as well.
3 years.
He said this is somewhat new information. The first time anyone's mentioned anything about raising the level cap, which personally I'm not surprised about at all either. Because as I've mentioned over the past couple episodes, I think a lot of signs are pointing to them raising the level cap.
Oh, definitely.
Because they're just kind of like pushing everyone towards level 40 with that. Especially with that double XP event that in which Trainer Tips got his level 40.
Yeah. One thing I thought about just now, if they raise the level cap, what does that mean for Pokemon? Are they just going to get stronger?
Yeah, presumably.
Mm. So, well, then I wonder what, like, the
max CP is going to be way higher.
Yeah, really high. I wonder what, like, the max level is going to be because it's 35 right now, right? Or something like that?
What, the max level for
Pokemon? Like that you can catch in the wild.
That I don't remember.
It's like 35 or 37, something like that,
like
right?
When it, only when it's level boosted. I think it's probably around 30 or 35.
Okay. So if they raise it.
That's probably not going to change with it.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that's fair.
Yeah.
Still, that's going to be nuts. It's like, oh, yeah, your Pokemon can be level 50 now. Like, uh-oh.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how they've handled. They've done level cap increases in
Ingress. Yeah.
And I'm not sure how that really was really treated necessarily, but they need to do this carefully because they have a lot of people, number one, who
have
like gone and done massive amounts of grinding even after level 40.
Mm-hmm.
So actually it would kind of be hilarious if they were just like, all right, everyone starts from from level 40 and you have to increase from here.
Whoa, could you? Oh, I wonder. Like they say that if they're going to increase it too, what's the experience going to be like?
Yeah.
Holy moly.
So I feel like the way that things like this usually go is that they make it after that level cap increases, it becomes way easier to get to level 40.
Okay.
I think.
Usually.
Maybe they'll add more events or
MMOs usually go that route, but
exactly. And this they're treating the raid system and like the game in general like an MMO in a lot of ways, I feel like.
I can see that.
Maybe they'll just add more things that give you a good amount of experience.
You ready for like 5,100 CP Dragonite?
Yes.
Oh, holy moly.
We'll basically have our own raid bosses.
That's terrifying. Ah, yes, my Blissey also at 3,900.
Yeah. That'd be interesting. Maybe I should calculate the numbers one day. If we go up to level 50, for example, or something.
10 per year.
What else came from that? Oh, yeah, he mentioned something about the Pokestop submissions, which there was a new version of the app release, which I don't, as of this recording, has not come out for iOS yet. I'm not sure what the delay is.
I think I updated recently.
Yeah. But one of the things that they found is more references to Pokestop submissions, so that would be kind of cool.
How about Pokemon Centers, Niantic? Would it actually kill you?
What do we need a Pokemon Center for?
Free heals, man. I can actually make room in my bag.
And then the last thing that came up is he kind of mentioned something about Pokemon Go Fest 2 is in the works.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
There was that rumor a while back about
on that letter at the very bottom.
A huge event in Germany. Yeah. So, I mean, if they have it in Germany, I'd still consider going.
I wouldn't be opposed to going to Europe. It would be nice.
Like, I need a Mr. Mime. So
you probably get more than Mr. Mime out of that.
Yes, I probably would.
That being said, you know, if you went to Germany for this, if you planned it out right, you could take a quick trip down to Crete and get a Tropius.
This is true. Although,
or to Spain.
Based on Trainertips videos, it seems pretty rare.
Or go to España.
España?
Yeah, España.
Yeah, that might not be a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I'd be afraid, though, because like, if an event like the one that's going on is happening at the time,
right,
it'll just screw up all the spawns, and I like probably get rid of most of the region exclusives. Not happy about that.
Yeah, we'll see.
Well, yeah, hopefully they take that into account when they plan this event.
Yeah, just don't do Chicago again. Holy moly, that was a mistake.
Well, I don't know if it was the city that was the problem.
No, I'm talking about like just the thing, the entire event in general. That was... Oh, certainly there won't be this much network travel. Oh, no, it's just like when we launched the game all over again.
So, yeah, there's not too many other really interesting changes with this update.
Afraid not.
Some mysterious code additions, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, not too exciting. But I don't know when it's supposed to come out for. Well, I mean, it'll come out when Apple approves it, I guess. But it's surprising. It usually takes only like 3 or 4 days.
Has it gone out for Android yet?
That I don't know. Usually it takes them a few days for the Google Play Store as well. But not as many days as the iOS App Store.
We're very lenient, you see.
Yep.
So, yeah. Actually, I'll tell you a little story.
Go ahead.
Just in case. So originally I was supposed to, we're going to go back to community day and me breaking the phone, right?
Okay.
Originally I was just like, okay, it's going to cost me $250 to get it fixed by Wednesday. If I go to a shop, cause they have to order the screen and, you know, parts and service, yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. That's a ripoff. I paid like $100 for this phone.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, subsidized, but still.
Yeah. I'm not paying, you know, double and 50 for a screen.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, okay, for $50 more, why not just upgrade the phone?
Yeah.
Why not get like a 128 gigabyte, get the smaller Pixel instead of the XL, which
you're
have.
You're eligible for an upgrade?
I was just going to buy it.
What?
I dropped $300.
Oh, so you paid full price for the phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
I got to refurbish. Like I did this one.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, whatever. That's cool. Let's get it in. I got it in. I was excited. Let's update it. The damn thing, I think they installed the OS wrong somehow, because it kept erroring out every time it tried to boot up.
Yikes.
So I was very miffed, because I'd ordered the case, similar to this one, just smaller, nice new cyan instead of pink. It was smaller, I was like, oh, this feels good in my hand, blah, 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 blah. But the fact that I couldn't upgrade, the fact that the services kept like glitching out, I was not happy. So I returned it, got my money back, and I just said, all right, I looked at my boss, what can we do? He's like, all right. Here's eBay. Here's a screen for $100. You get it. I'll fix it for free.
Okay. So he did the labor part for you. You don't have to pay for labor. You just got a part.
Yeah. So just $100 later, I got my phone back.
Okay. Not bad.
That's okay. In a new, nice, tight OtterBox.
Oh, there you go. So
yeah.
No more slipping off your...
What was in an OtterBox before? But this is like that full plastic one on the front too.
Oh, I see. You didn't have plastic on the front.
Instead of like the glass with just the bags.
Gotcha.
A little better. And that's my story. Don't drop your phone on your foot,
yeah,
kids.
Yeah, I'm glad I have it. But one thing about my phone is I have the iPhone 7 Plus.
Yes.
And, you know, it's had ancient. It for just over a year now.
So old now. Wow.
And the battery is shot.
Oh. Oh, that's right.
It barely lasts me like half the day if I'm playing the game.
Ugh.
And, you know, I've done some, like, diagnostics on it, and it says, like, the battery capacity is, like, 80%. No, it's not. It's, like, at 60% if you know, and
if
that's
that, yeah.
A generous estimate. So I reached out to Apple, and they're doing that battery replacement program where they basically, you know, were not transparent about what they were doing with battery life and stuff and performance. So anyways, they're offering battery replacements for $30 now.
Oh. Okay.
The thing is, you have to go to the website and book it in advance, and you have to give them your phone for 3 hours. I didn't make it to the Apple store, so I didn't get it done yet, but I really, really need to.
3 hours, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's generous time.
It's not terrible. It's not bad.
Okay. I mean,
yeah.
At least they're not like, send in your phone. You'll get it back eventually.
Right. Ooh. Exactly. Yeah.
I hope they do a good job because I know Apple's been a little shoddy about some of their quote unquote replacements, like right. with old motherboards and stuff.
Right. Right.
So I just hope they don't barbecue your battery and put it back in and say, oh yeah, it works.
It's great. It's back to, yeah, it's 80%.
80%. Always stick with Google, man.
So let's talk about the weather before we finish up over here.
Hell yeah, man.
So what do we got in the forecast? It looks like the temperatures are going up.
Thank God.
A little bit earlier in the week, we're going to have some rainy, cloudy weather on Monday. Then it's going to be sunny and 76 degrees on Tuesday. Nice. Kids, plan your Pokewalks for Tuesday.
Dude, get ready to cool off your phones, really.
Yeah, really, because by the time Wednesday and Thursday roll around, we're going to be up into the 80s. It looks like it's going to be a little bit more cloudy on those days, though, mm-hmm. with a slight chance of rain on Thursday. So,
ooh, look at that wind, though.
Which day is windy? Oh, yeah.
All of them are pretty windy.
So, looks like on Thursday and also, tomorrow, Monday, it's going to be up to 16 miles per hour. So we might see some windy conditions, perfect for your EX. I keep saying that. Legendary raids.
Hey, EX2.
EX2. But although they're not going to happen on Monday, but still.
Still.
It looks like the temperature is going to remain relatively high until next weekend when it's going to drop to like the mid-60s, which still not terrible.
This is the perfect weather for playing Pokemon
Go. It's ironic because we have nothing going on in the game and we have the perfect weather.
Here it is. I guess if you find a Whelmer nest, go nuts.
Yep, you're right. It looks like it won't rain again until next Wednesday and Thursday. Mm-hmm. We're going to have some rain mid next week.
Yes, always.
Yep. But it's looking pretty good. I'm happy with this forecast. I'll take it.
Yeah.
Even if it is a little bit rainy, I could play this game in the rain. No problem.
I'm just not looking forward to like the 80 plus weather because
you
remember how hot your phone got last summer?
Yep.
You just touch like, oh no, 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 please.
Ow.
I got to bring like one of those gel packs where you just dip your phone. Just, okay, baby, it's going to be all right. God.
I had that experience when I was in Florida. My phone got really hot.
Mm. That's how it was when the game first came out when I was still in Louisiana.
See, the thing is, on the iPhone at least, I'm not sure if other devices do this, but the brightness on your display gets cut down when your phone is hot.
Yes.
So I always know when my phone's getting too hot because I can't see the screen in the sun.
I think my Nexus did that. I don't know if my
I wouldn't be surprised if all the phones do that.
I've never noticed it with this, but
I mean, I guess it's better than having the phone shut down.
Yes,
unexpectedly. But it's happened to me a lot while I was in Florida, where the brightness just goes down by like, I don't know, 50% or something, and it makes it a lot harder to see because you really need that brightness all the way up in the sun.
To my fellow trainers in the South, I'm so sorry. Yeah. I've been in your shoes. Go out at night.
I'll just bring a glass of water, ice water with me, and just dip it in like every 5 minutes. That's all.
See, the way I got around that, though, is I just stopped going out during the day.
Oh, yeah.
So I'd go to like the French Quarter at night when it was at least 77.
Okay.
You know, acceptable. Yeah. Phone would still get hot because...
But the thing, if it's not in the sun directly, it's usually okay.
Yeah.
Like, even if it's hot outside, if it's not directly in the sun, it's usually okay. And in the nighttime, you don't need as much brightness anyway, so...
If you're going to go at night, though, people, just be safe.
Yeah.
I know I wasn't. I'll tell you a little story about that real quick, actually.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, when it first came out, I borrowed my mom's car to go out to the French Quarter, because it was, like, 30 miles away. So, do that... Put the keys in my little pocket, start walking. At some point, I lost the car keys.
Uh-oh.
In the French Quarter at night.
Wow.
I got there at 10 o'clock at night. I didn't get home till 9:30 the next morning because I had to wait till 6. And I did Pokemon Hunt the whole time, but I had to wait till 6 for the Popolock guys to... You know, go into their business. They got there at 7. Then I had to go make another key for the one I lost.
Oh.
Then I had to rush home. Ooh. Since I know my mother will never listen to this, she was out of town at the time.
She was on the last episode, though.
Oh, no. She was out of town at the time, so all good. Now she'll never know.
Yeah, all right. I'm going to totally send her this.
Go for it. She got rid of that damn, what was it? Some Chevy SUV. It wasn't even good.
It's good because I have the keys to it
now. Oh, no. How'd you get those?
Found them in a ditch.
Oh, okay. I always wondered what happened. Like, I searched those streets. I was like, backpedal, backpedal, backpedal. I was like, what does it matter? They're gone.
Yeah. Oh, that stinks.
Yeah. Oh, well.
The things we do for Pokemon Go.
After that, I brought a separate... I started wearing like a separate fanny pack even. I just zipped them in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Completely.
Sounds like my first Go Plus that I lost.
Oh. Just floop.
I need to attach mine to like one of those things you have with the key card readers.
Oh,
just,
yeah.
Like, zip the.
You should do that. Yeah. That'd be pretty cool. That'd you like kind of.
Really, that would be really lame, actually. But
I mean, you could kind of. Here's what you do. You kind of melt the bottom where the clip is so it never opens again.
Yeah.
And then you just stick that little thing. Perfect.
On that note, level5radio.com.
Yes, you can find us.
Go check it out. There's lots of really cool episodes of this podcast on there.
I was going to say.
There's even like a bio with what level we're up to on there.
Have you updated that? I'm 37 now, you know.
I think I updated you to 37.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I'll send you my pictures.
By the way, I'm really inching my way towards 39. Oh. I'm like about 2/3 of the way there now.
So by next year, you'll be 40.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm feeling bad for you with that grind.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm waiting for a double XP event because I have lots of things to evolve at this point.
Yeah,
I needed to clear up inventory space, so I did one of my little evolution sprees the other day. But okay, we'll see. I think I could probably do two more based on the ones that I have stored up. I need to go through my inventory again, though. It's when I save up this much to evolve, this really does become inventory management.
Oh, definitely. And you have full space, don't you?
I do.
Ooh. See, I'm only at 850. I feel like I'm amazed that you ran out of space.
Yeah, no, I'm not that aggressive about transferring things like you are because, like, you know, I would probably save all the shinies that I caught during a community day, even if they're crappy.
I saved them. I just get rid of them? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, you could transfer the non-shinies.
Because what I do is I get ready beforehand. It's like, okay, these are perfect. I'll just evolve them then.
Considering how much you spent on like eggs and whatever else, EX raid passes in this game, I'm surprised you haven't increased your inventory. I guess it's...
I could.
It doesn't help you get shinies necessarily.
Like 850 is a nice sweet spot for me.
Yeah.
That way, because I still have all the room for the stuff I use in the meta, stuff I need to evolve, and I guess stuff I kind of forgot about at the bottom, which is a real problem.
Yeah.
And then it's like, if I put more...
The good thing is what I notice is when you catch something, you check the IVs right away and you transfer it if it's no good, right?
Yeah.
I don't do that so much. I save them up and then have to do like, well, that's the other problem is I can't check exactly what the IVs are easily with the game. So
Android
so
wins again.
Yeah. Anyways. I don't even typically do that immediately. I just usually wait until I fill up my inventory and then go through everything, which is a real big pain in a lot of ways. So, but on the other hand, I do have a lot of evolution fodder because I could really go with a fine tooth comb through my inventory. And what I've been doing is we're supposed to end this, but whatever.
Who cares?
So what I do is, okay, let's say I have like a Pidgey, a Diglett, and a Nidoran male in my inventory all the way at the top at the recent catches.
Right.
So I'll go and I'll look at that Pidgey. I'll search for Pidgey. Then I'll do the math about how many evolutions I could do based on the candy I have.
Uh-huh.
And then transfer everything else and then rename all the ones I have with an equal sign so I could easily find it later.
Huh.
And then I do that for really everything in my recent catches until I, you know, get rid of everything I don't need and have just enough to evolve later.
Hmm. Okay. Okay.
Yep.
It's not bad. Good strategy.
That's the one saving grace of this event is that there's a lot of evolution fodder.
Oh, yeah.
Except for Pidgeys. There's no Pidgeys.
And no Wishmer.
I've seen a couple, but really not.
Not as many. Yeah. You're not tripping over them.
No, you're not tripping over them. That's for sure.
Thank God.
That's for damn sure.
But not as many Rattata either. I'll never get my badge.
I'm like
God,
inching my way up there. I have like over 200 now.
God, I just want to finish catching these damn rats.
Are you anywhere near the Magikarp badge? That one I have barely any, I think.
I have no idea. I've just been catching every Magikarp I see.
Yeah.
I want a shiny.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, I've been catching everyone.
That's all I want.
I've been using Pineapps on everyone I see.
Really?
Oh, and Wilmers. Because I just want enough candy if I need to evolve it again.
That's fair.
At this point, I have, you know, well over 400 Magikarp candy again. But still, I do have that shiny Magikarp I want to evolve. So I want to try to get enough to even evolve that.
Don't evolve him. He's perfect the way he is.
He really is, according to Casey, at least.
Casey will never let it go. He's like, he's perfect. Okay, so Magikarp, 77.
77 candy?
Out of 300.
Oh, for the
badge.
Let's see how much I have.
And Rattata, I'm at 156 out of 300. I'm over halfway there.
156. Yeah, I'm ahead of you, at least in the...
And I only need 8 more unknowns.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're way ahead of me on that. That's for sure. All right, let's see. Yeah. So
only 54 regular raids.
Magikarp, I have 87. How many did you say you have?
77? Yeah. Okay.
And for rats, I have 232. Pushing my way up there, man. I think I'm going to pull ahead of you on that one.
I have so much bad luck with the rats.
One unknown.
Don't worry, you'll make it two real soon.
Yeah. With that, I'm going to catch these three spawns around my apartment, and there's an EX raid starting around here.
Hey, wait, what's your...
Ever have enough people to do
it. What's your Pokemon Ranger at?
Pokemon Ranger, which one is that one?
That's the field research. That's the new one with the binoculars.
Oh, let's see.
107.
I have not been paying attention to that. 73.
Yeah. Come on, man.
I don't care about it.
That's fair.
I really don't care about metal at all, let alone the research system.
I certainly
am not going to do research just for metal.
I wish they get rid of this Ace Trainer crap.
Yeah, that's going to bug
me. Look, you didn't finish it. Yeah, okay, whatever, man. Leave me alone.
Yes, we had it.
Thanks. 207 Pikachu.
Thanks, Commander. I am so close on Pikachu. I'm really annoyed by that because, you know, they're really rare when it's not an event.
Yes.
277. Woo! I tried to get my last few at that last event they had, mm-hmm. but no, not enough. Anyways.
Poor Joe.
Before we go through all of our medals.
Oh, hey, Nidoran mail.
Yeah, big surprise. All right, we'll see you guys next time. Level 5 Radio.
Take care, everyone.